This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labus, and this is The Rundown. Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago is on day 7 dealing with a cybersecurity matter that has crippled communications. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reports as more hospitals have closed their pediatric units, Lurie has become even more significant, treating thousands of children a year at its hospital in downtown Chicago and outpatient centers throughout the suburbs. A cybersecurity matter last week prompted Lurie to take down its communications network, and that means no phones, no email, no access to patients' electronic medical records. Lurie has declined multiple requests to shed light on how the hospital is handling this situation, but parents are sharing experiences in interviews and on social media, saying Lurie has gone back in time in a way, working on paper. Lurie has set up a call center where parents can leave messages with an operator for providers to call them back. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says evictions in the county are up to almost pre-pandemic levels. A new report from Dart's office shows judges issued nearly 12,000 eviction orders in 2023. That's up from about 9,000 evictions in 2022 and significantly higher than in 2020 and 2021. Dart says the numbers are increasing now that eviction moratoriums put in place near the start of COVID have ended. Actor Jussie Smollett is asking the Illinois Supreme Court to overturn his disorderly conduct convictions for falsely reporting to Chicago police he was the victim of a hate crime. In a filing with the state's highest court, Smollett's attorneys claim what should have been a simple case has been complicated by the intersection of politics and public outrage. Smollett says he was the victim of double jeopardy when a special prosecutor tried his case before a jury after Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox's office had already disposed of the case. The Chicago Sky are trading franchise star Kalia Copper to the Phoenix Mercury. Copper was the last remaining player from the team's 2021 championship roster. The Sun-Times reports the trade package includes the number 3 pick in this year's WNBA draft and then 2 second-round picks next year and the Mercury's first-round pick in 2026. The Winter Classic is returning to Chicago next season. The Sun-Times reports the Blackhawks will host the NHL's premier outdoor game at Wrigley Field against the St. Louis Blues in 2025. That game will mark the Blackhawks' third time hosting the Classic. So the Chicago area could see record-breaking warmth at the end of this week. The National Weather Service says we'll see unseasonably high temperatures Thursday and Friday in the upper 50s. Weather Service meteorologist Zachary Yak says that could get close to breaking records.
The record high for Friday is actually 56. So, again, that kind of lines with our current forecast is. Friday, at this point, looks like it could be close to getting to record, if not breaking it. But Thursday, there is a little bit of wiggle room.
The record high for February 8th in Chicago is 62 degrees, but that was way back in 1925. Yak says a cold front will arrive on Sunday. And then maybe then we'll need some snowplows. And Chicago, it's ready. The city has announced the 6 winning names in its You Name a Snowplow contest. The big winner is Skilling It, in honor of longtime meteorologist Tom Skilling. Other winning names: Control Salt Delete, Casimir Plowaski, Ernie Snowbanks, Mies Vandersnow, and Bad Bad Leroy Plow. A plow bearing one of those 6 winning names will be installed in each of the city's 6 snow districts. Weather: sunny skies this afternoon, a high in the upper 40s in the suburbs, but a good 10 degrees cooler near the lake. And then cloudy tonight, a little bit breezy, a low in the low 30s. And Wednesday, cloudy, high near 50. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thanks for listening.